put it in a pan and make a loaf. It would be a loaf, and and then just cut it in slices. The way it's seasoned and all, it tastes good, but I can't eat much. I can't stand much grease. Mm-hmm. But it tastes good. My wife's mother is an old timer. She's about 80. Mm. And she had me buy her a hog head last winter. And she wanted some head cheese. So I bought it, took it home, and I helped her cut it up, you know, and get it to where she could handle it. And the next night for supper, she had the head cheese on the table.
Did you do anything with the liver?
Yes. My father was pretty much like an Indian in a lot of respects. He was half Cherokee. And he would cook the liver and the lights, they called it, cook those together in a pot, stew them, boil them, you know. Mm-hmm. Cut them in pieces, chunks, about like that, and eat them. But that's another dish I couldn't eat.
You didn't join him.
But now my older brother, he was just exactly like Dad. Anything Dad ate, George would eat. Hmm. And George still had a way, boy. He'd eat.
Did you do anything with the blood?
No. I've heard Dad tell a lot of times about the Indians would come to his father's home when they butcher and catch the blood and make a blood pudding out of it. But Dad said they never did. He said,
the Germans make sausage out of it sometimes. And did you lose much meat?
No.
To the heat? Or?
No, we didn't. Dad never did lose any. Except to this extent, he ate it up with salt. He was the poorest hand in the world to kill meat. And he'd put it on the table and this salt was covered up with salt. Mm. Just salt, white salt. It wasn't smoked salt. And the meat would be salty, you couldn't hardly eat it. No, he just didn't know how to kill meat. Mm. Consequently, we didn't lose any. It's too much salt.
Never spoiled?
No.
What parts of meat did you smoke? You smoked the hams, anything else?
We smoked the hams and the shoulders and the middlings. In other words, that's what you make the bacon from. Mm-hmm. The part between the ham and the shoulder. Mm-hmm. The side, in other words, the side.
When you sliced that off, what did you call the hard outside of it? When you fried bacon or something?
The rind or skin.
Did you grind your meat up for any purpose?
Grind it.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we ground some for sausage.
Put that in cloth sacks? Or intestines?
No, we put it in cloth sacks or canned it. Put it in fruit jars. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever dry meat?
No, I've seen a lot of dried meat. But getting back to the sausage, Dad would put it in sacks and he would pack it in there and raw. Then when he rendered his lard in a large iron kettle, he put those sacks in there.